Well, in the U.S., at least two people have been arrested during a protest against the killing of a 16-year-old black teenager at the hands of the police. This is the third straight day of protests in response to Kimani Gray's killing by local police on Saturday. The fresh protests were held in Brooklyn, New York, where the incident occurred. People took to the streets holding candles and shouting slogans condemning the boy's killing. The last two similar rallies saw violence. Another protest has been scheduled by locals on Saturday, which would mark a week since Gray's death. The officers who shot Gray were plainclothes cops. They claim Gray was acting suspiciously, which is why they opened fire on him. The move has angered the large African-American community in the neighborhood. Joining us now from Washington is human rights activist Mr. Randy Short. Mr. Short, thank you for joining us here on Press TV. Now, looking at the protests at a glance, this shooting is obviously being seen as another case of police brutality and racial profiling. Now, are incidents such as the one that, took place in Brooklyn, are they tarnishing the reputation of the security apparatus in the United States?
Well, that's an understatement. The police have long been known to be violators of human rights of African Americans and Latinos and Native Americans and others, and for that matter, poor and working class whites, if you look at how the Occupy movement was treated.
And Mr. Short, many believe that racism is resurging in the United States. Others believe that it just never went away. What do you think about that notion?
I think it's both and, not either or. It's coming with a vengeance, and it never went away because the power relationships and the economic relationships that disadvantage certain people, capitalism, racist capitalism, picks winners and losers. And we have to remember that the stock exchange in New York, the original stocks were people from Africa sold into slavery. It's gotten worse. We have a weak, self-hating, non-African-American, although black president, as well as the attorney general is also a non-African-American black. Both men, Eric Holder and President Obama, seem to show no compassion at all for people of African descent anywhere in the world.
All right, thank you very much, human rights activist Mr. Randy Short. Thank you for contributing to the program.